HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to season 2 of our podcast Kicks for Free, in which we discuss all things football. I am Dhiman, and with me is my co-host Vivek.
Messi!
Preparations for what will be a hectic June for the senior India men's team have begun in Bhubaneswar. India will play the Hero Intercontinental Cup there with Lebanon, Vanuatu, and Mongolia, with the top two teams meeting in the final after a league phase. That begins on June 9th and ends on June 18th. 3 days later, on June 21st, the SAF Championships will begin in Bengaluru, with India playing Pakistan on the opening day.
That means in 2 days, assuming India makes the final in Bhubaneswar, India will have to go to Bengaluru and start defending the title they won in the Maldives in October 2021. It also means a lot of games in a very short span of time, something that the national team is not used to.
To find out how India would be going about their business in these competitions and in the year ahead leading to the Asian Cup in January, Dhiman spoke to head coach Ego Stimac.
Coach, let's get started. Thank you for doing this. Okay, so now that it's been over a week, I think it's been around 10 days that you got the boys together at the camp and you joined. How has training come along for the Hero Intercontinental Cup and the SAF Championships?
No, it's just usual schedule. Nothing different from before when we had the longer camps. You know, first 3, 4, 5 days, it's always testing the players to get the initial numbers, to make sure that the prevention program, first of all, is right, to see who are the fittest players, how to adjust the intensity of the training schedule to their actual conditions, and make sure that nobody suffers too much in a way that injury happens. You know, that's what's been going on. And the boys are good. The boys are committed, ready, although it's not easy for them because mostly last 6, 7 years at this time, they were on holiday of the season, you know, with their families. Now it's a little different to them. This is what I was sending warnings about, you know, from a very short season. We went for some and most of our players here in the national team to a very long season, which is kind of a stress to their bodies, to their muscles and all that. So we need to be extra careful in this situation.
Yeah, so how is the fitness? I mean, these boys you've monitored for a fairly long time. So how's the fitness levels of these boys now?
Satisfying. I would say satisfying, but most of the boys were in the process. You know, some of them had a couple of weeks of holiday, which they got it well for to rest the body, the muscle from the season, and to get ready to keep some fitness level for the camp with the national team, you know. So overall, it's satisfying.
Okay, so you mentioned from a very short season, you've gone to a very long season. It's a point that you've spoken about earlier also. So do you see, you know, fatigue being a situation that you have to deal with at this camp and maybe in the almost back-to-back tournaments that you're playing in?
No. I mean, fatigue is always there. After every training session, you execute. If you work well, then you will have some fatigue on your muscle. That's just normal. But then we have recovery process. We do have ice baths. We do have massers here, physios. We do have everything what is needed to recover well for the next session next day. You know, normally we operate in microcycles. You know, we work normally 2 days for training sessions. Mornings are for the gym sessions, strength conditioning. Evenings are for the technical, tactical execution on the pitch, some patterns of the game, finishing and all these things. So third day is normally the rest day. Now we're doing well.
Right. Good to hear that. But, you know, mental fatigue is also something that you need to deal with.
Exactly. This is what I mentioned.
You
know, the biggest issue for us now is this mental fatigue, you know, because boys will miss the family, they will miss their relatives and all that, and home, and some rest and peace. And it's really exhausting a June month in front of us with 9 games, you know. When you consider that in the last 12 months we played 8 games, and now in June we're going to play 9.
Right.
Possible 9 games, I'm saying. We cannot be overconfident with the number because we need to earn the spot in the finals, in two tournaments we are participating. So this is telling you how challenging it's going to be for their mental fatigue, you know.
Okay. Some of the players that you've left out because of injury, I mean, Vishal, Keith, Manveer Singh, Yasir Muhammad, Glenn Martins, Roshan Singh. What are their chances of getting them back for the SAF championship? Because they are almost back-to-back. Or have you ruled them out in SAF as well? Okay.
No chances. They have. I ordered to them an absolute rest. Obviously, I'm not the one who can make sure they do it because the clubs are owning these players and the players need to do whatever the club are saying. But for them, the best thing to do is have an absolute rest and make sure they come back absolutely fit and ready, because these 5 players you mentioned were carrying some minor injuries throughout too many months and playing with it. And now their body and certain parts of their body is under so much stress in such a way they cannot help neither the club or the country. So for them, the best thing to do and for their future career is to recover fully and come back for a pre-season camp sessions with their clubs in the best possible way.
So you're not looking at getting them before September, October?
No, how I'm going to? Nothing before September, because right. If each one of them needs 4 weeks rest prior to start of the training session, they will need to start full process of the pre-season to work on the fitness conditioning level first to get to the point where they can play football games, you know. Apart from these 5, we have also, which you didn't mention, Brendan and Sana, who prior to the camp requested to be released for a private reasons to stay with their families, which I approved, you know, and we're going to miss these players. They are making the competition stronger. We have more strength with them, but it is what it is. It's always like that, you know, and very often people are mentioning, you know, coach is never putting same 11. You don't have possibility to put same 11 because you have always 5, 6, 7 players with the problems and injury. You need to take care of that. You need to try others.
Right. A number of players, apart from the ones you mentioned now, I mean, two names that come to mind immediately are Ritvik Das and Ashish Rai. They don't figure in the list of the 27 as well. So while Ashish was not part of the squad in Manipur, Ritvik was. So are you looking at them for the SAF championship or are they also injured and not available?
They are in the group of the players who might be called up if there is a need. You know, if we suffer some injuries here on their positions. You mentioned Ritvik Das and Ashish Rai, no? So Ashish Rai, he had an injury in the last game of the season. And because of his marriage arrangement, which happened on 12 May, he couldn't follow the rehab process given by the physios in his club. And he requested to come and join the camp a week later, which I couldn't approve, you know. I cannot have such things happening here with the national team. So, but with Ashish, especially because when he was with us last time, he had same or similar problem with his knee. And he was struggling every training session and every practice match we had. And his performance was far below expectations. I don't want him to cement his position out of the team. Because next time when he joins the national team, he needs to prove himself. Otherwise, no chance will be given. You know. So I think whatever we do or decide here is helping these boys to make sure that once they get the chance, they grab it with both hands. If we speak with about Ritvik, then it's obvious that at the moment we have better options on his position. you know, mm-hmm. because we have here at the moment Ashik is the one. Right. We have Liston, we have Nanda Kumar also here with us, you know, and these players at the moment are something which will be more helpful to the team than Ritvik. At this stage, he needs to work more on some weak points on his game to improve a little bit and hope that soon he will get the chance. He's a wonderful boy, hardworking boy. And obviously, we're going to follow him and look up on the future with him.
Sure. Now, you mentioned a lot of players who've not been here because of injury, but two of them come back. I mean, Apuya and Raulin Borges make a return to the national team after some time. So, how do you see them now? Because they have not been part of the process with you guys.
Who did you mention?
Now.
Sorry.
I said Raulin and Apuya.
Haven't been with us for a long time, you know.
Right.
Borges, since we lost him at the early stage of the qualifiers for the World Cup 2022, and that was a big loss for us, to be honest. He was one of our most reliable players. And we suffered a lot because of losing him, to be honest, because his presence in the center midfield of the pitch, his composure, calmness, and the faith that the players around him are having in him was right. very missed in our team, you know. It was missed. And I will do everything in my power to bring him back to his best. You know, he's now good with his fitness. He's fully fit. He's advancing his game every training session. And let's see where we can get him to, you know, in the next 30, 35 days. I just hope he will come back to his best. Apuya, I mean, I don't need to mention how talented yeah. he is and how much he impressed everyone in India, signing to Mumbai from Northeast United and having really good first season with Mumbai. Now his second one was a little bit shaky because I spoke to him also about this part of his game. I didn't see him so stable in passing this second season. He was having too many missed passes in simple situations and wrong passes. Although he did come forward very often and scored some important goals for the club, you know, which is what we want him to do for the national team also. But considering who we're going to play very soon in January and who are the teams we're going to face, we are more expecting from the players in this position to be the strength and the core of the team in regards to the defensive obligations and tackling and fighting there, apart from providing good passes.
True. So, you know, the one player who you've had always had a lot of time for is Rahim Ali. And I know that, you know, given the kind of games you'll be playing, it is possible that he'll have to do a lot more defending work, but take the one odd chance that comes his way. So, do we see, given that Manveer is not here this time, would you prefer Rahim Ali as your target man, somebody who holds up play for the other players, or do you want to play him behind Sunil as one of the wide forwards?
He's a target man, clear target man. Same as Manveer, same as Ishan, you know, same as Sunil, same as Vikram. He's not okay. a position, he's a target man, central forward player, but I'm really sad that, and again, I need to repeat how sorry I feel for everyone who is involved in the football in India, not giving these boys opportunity to play their natural positions and to advance this game. I swear to you, if the boys I mentioned are given the chance to play center forward position, which is their natural position, by their coaches and the clubs, at least they would score the same amount of goals as the foreign players.
Mm.
At least the same, if not more. Because if you go back to this season and you look, let me just take one example. Okay, Ishan Pandita.
Right.
He was held on the bench because Daniel Shimashuku. Mm-hmm. Daniel Shimashuku scored 5 goals all season. In 19 games, he played in the season. In 15 games, he didn't score the goal. And Pandita is kept on the bench because of foreign strike. Pandita started 5 games and played 90 minutes. 5 games, he scored 2 goals.
Right.
We need to start having faith in our homegrown players. In any other case, Indian football will not go forward. I cannot help you. I cannot help you further on. We need to open these positions. Now, when we have so many good wingers here, okay, good wingers, solid wingers, they emerged. You know, we have now a few more center backs because we reduced foreign player policy and all this. Now we need to think about opening center forward position to Indian players and attacking midfield position to Indian players. If we really need to have so many foreign players here, which I doubt, let's start buying fullbacks. What's the problem with that? At the moment, as I see the picture, fullbacks are the worst part of Indian football, the weakest link in Indian football, I would say. So let's make sure that in the future, each club needs to buy one good fullback who will be there and who from Indian fullbacks will learn alongside him. That's the way to go forward if we want Indian football to go forward.
There was a point in time when the Korean League would ban foreign goalkeepers because they wanted to promote their own goalkeepers.
But that's the only way.
Yeah, so that are you recommending a situation where, let's say, we have only Indian center forwards?
Absolutely. I mean, I need to stop answering the question, what after Sunil Chhetri?
Right.
Every PC, every interview, every time in last 4 years, one of the questions is, what after Sunil Chhetri? You need to ask yourself, not me. You need to ask yourself. You need to put the question to stakeholders in our organization. Guys, where are we going? What are we doing? I always say, as a team, as a unit, we need to replace it. Of course, that's the only way. But it would be much better to have option to take 2 out of 10 or 12 Indian center forwards who are playing regularly and pick up the best 2 by the performances. That's the just normal process, you know.
Right.
Without such a process, we cannot go forward. We cannot take the football forward.
So are you sure that, you know, someone like Manveer, you mentioned Ishan, Rahim, if he is fit, they are as good as the foreign strikers that an
I-League
club gets it?
Absolutely. We just need to show them the faith. We need to be confident that their game will grow. Their game will grow. We cannot, you know, put one of them there 3 games and if he doesn't score 3 games, say, no, it's not good enough. I'm bringing back for him. No. If you go back and you see the best, I will tell you the best. I think the best foreign striker this season was Diego Mauricio.
Right.
Yeah. 12 goals.
Right.
3 goals he scored from penalties.
Right.
And I think a couple of goals from a free kicks. So what is that? 8 goals in 20 games, which is 200 minutes or 180 minutes. He needs to score 1 goal. You're telling me that Indian player wouldn't score in 180 minutes 1 goal in ISL? I doubt that.
Right.
You know, with the proper support and proper work and given enough chances, they would start scoring, obviously. Why Sunil is Sunil? Because he was playing as a center forward. He learned how to score. Playing games, he learned how to operate in that position. He learned how the defenders are moving and trying to handle him. And he grew up as a player. He didn't grow up as a player, as a winger.
Right.
He didn't learn to score goals playing as a winger. He learned as a center forward.
You know, but is it also true that, you know, by playing these players in different positions, you are also adding skills to their game, or you are not? Or you are just reducing their usual skills? I mean, I see you smiling, so I...
Come on. We need to go step by step. We need to first make sure that each one of our players is perfect on his position.
Right.
We are far away from modern football. You know, we cannot get examples from Man City or Bayern Munich or Real Madrid. These are not the examples we need to lead. We need to understand where we are at the moment. And we need to go from there. Because for now, we need to make sure that each of our players perfectly understands what he needs to do in his position and how to manage and be perfect in his position. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, it's some positions are connected. It's very easy to make fullback out of the winger because they operate on the side. It's very simple to make a center back from the center midfield position. I proved that to you with Adil Khan, you know, because these are very connected positions. But to make a center forward out of the fullback, come on.
Igor, what are your thoughts on the opponents in the two tournaments that you'll be playing? And I ask this because especially in the SAF, where Kuwait and Lebanon have been invited this time. So how do you look at these games, almost nine games that you think you'll be playing in the next 1 month?
Listen, I'm not too happy about the time given for nine games. I would say we don't have any space between two tournaments, at least to recover a little bit, you know, because let's say if we play final on 18 here in Bhubaneswar, we fly on 19 to Bengaluru and on 21 we need to play first game already, you know. So you mentioned mental fatigue, there will be muscle fatigue, there will be many issues there, and we had to present the list, final list for the both competitions earlier, so we are stuck there and limited with options. But from that point of view, I already made a plan. We need to rotate a lot.
Okay.
So don't put questions after that. Why there is no same 11? How same 11 gonna play nine games in 24 days? You know, we need to rotate a lot and be very careful in this specific situation. How to handle everything to make sure that we get result on the one hand, you know, and to make sure that everyone is safe and that there is no grave injuries.
Okay, cool. Beyond these two competitions, Igor, could you talk us through what kind of plan India has between July and January when the Asian Cup begins? I mean, how many games are we going to play? How many tournaments are we going to play?
Still not finalized. You know, some picture is there. We know what we need to do and where we're going to play. Okay. And obviously, once the ISL calendar, new calendar is out, we're going to know what's in there. You know, there is FIFA window in September beginning from 4 to 12.
Right.
Where we have a King's Cup in Thailand with the senior team, and we have under 23 qualifiers. So it's very obvious that I will not be at the both places.
So where will you be?
At the same time, it's impossible.
Yeah, so where will you be?
Earlier, I was saying that I would love to rest the senior team in that September, you know, because of so many games now in June, and to try to do the best possible result with the under 23. But now after the King's Cup is accepted in Thailand, obviously I need to be with the senior team there. No. So someone else will take care of under 23 for the qualifiers.
Okay.
At end of September also there is Asian Games for them. So but I need to prepare in the same time the October FIFA window, the list of the players which will attend the tournament in Malaysia. So I was very excited about what we're gonna achieve and do with under 23, to be honest, because we proved last time in Emirates at the qualifiers that we can challenge the best ones, play against them and even win the games, you know. And I had a lot of expectation, and I really said that I'm not going to be with the boys there.
So you're not even going for the Asian Games because of the Merdeka Cup in October?
Very difficult to say at this point, you know, and obviously preparation for the senior team needs to be there. We need to make sure that everything is in place, and I cannot be everywhere. If time allows me, I might find some solution to do everything altogether. We'll see. We need to sit down after these two tournaments are finished and see how we can operate. Be very precise about that.
Right. So you're saying that your focus would be on the King's Cup and the Merdeka Cup. And if there is time, you will try and give some time to the under 23, both for the qualifiers and the Asian Games. Right, right.
Exactly.
Okay. So you know, Igor, I mean, we're playing, India's playing Australia, Syria, Uzbekistan in the Asian Cup. Now, difficult group, but I remember asking you and you said it is what it is. And I think that's a fair comment because you wouldn't have got a very easy group anyway. But while we are playing Lebanon, which is kind of like Syria in the FIFA rankings, we obviously will not get a team like Australia to practice. Are we looking at playing any team which is close to Uzbekistan in the FIFA rankings, which is in the mid-70s, before we go to the Asian Cup?
When?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. December possibly is the only time.
I don't know how much time we're going to get.
Okay. Okay.
If I don't get more than 2 weeks, I will not play anyone.
Right, right. So, unless you get at least a three-week camp before the Asian Cup, you're not playing any more games.
That's it.
After October.
No.
Right.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. It's very simple reason. People might ask, why is that or this? It's a very simple reason. If I get only 10 days or 12 days or 14 days, I want to concentrate exactly on the first game against Australia.
Right.
And spend these 10, 12 or 14 days preparing that game and drilling the players. I don't want to disturb such a short period of time with one game in between, which will waste 3 days of training sessions and drills. Okay? Very simple.
So you want the camp in India or would you want the camp somewhere outside of India where you can have less distraction?
I don't know. It's all open. It's all open. We need to go there at least 7 days earlier to Qatar.
Okay.
You know, on somewhere close, so whatever it is.
Okay, but it's undecided yet.
Once decision is made about the time given to the national team, then we're going to make the plan. Yeah.
Okay, I get that. Well, Igor, thank you very much for your time. And here's wishing you all the best for the two tournaments that we have. India's already won one tournament
this
year. Here's hoping that you make it two more, you know, before
let's keep this winning
outside.
Streak, home winning streak. Let's keep this home winning streak going on.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, my friend.
That was it for this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on our Twitter handles at Vivek9301 and at DemanHT. If you're a true football fan, you cannot not subscribe to Kickoff, our weekly newsletter on the World Game, which hits inboxes every Friday. For more updates on this podcast, follow HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HD Smartcast.